We're at the Toshman, the bottom of Yedalah Amid Beis. But before we go weiter, I left Nakuda to discuss at the end of Shir yesterday. So we spent this sugya learning basically about rules of being Kaveh Halacha. And the machlaikis, if Asu Beishamai, Oloy Asu Beishamai Kedivrayim. I pointed out yesterday that Tosfos on Tezvav Amud Aleph, Dibra Masel V'Sikech, and we'll see the Gemara in a minute, but the Tosfos is not, you don't have to know the Gemara to understand the Tosfos. Tosfos said, Mikam Mashma, Demad Yama Lo Yosu, Afilech De Beshame L'Chumra, Hayosin G'Beshil L'Chumra. From that Tosfos, it sounds like a tremendous Chiddush, that the miut is mechuyev to do like the rabbi, even lekula. In other words, you have a talmid chacham who's higia lahira, and he holds something is aser. So it sounds like he's mechuyev to be noyeg lekula like the rabbi. Now that by itself doesn't, I don't think, make sense to any of us. Why there should be such a hasaga that he has no right to be machmir like his own shita. But that's what Tosfos Hasikach says. Tosfos Bishlama, the one here on our Amid, the Yedalah Amid Beis. Tosfos Bishlama says the same idea. But Tosfos says it for a reason. Tosfos, in the middle of the Tosfos, right after the brackets, Tosfos says, "The lekula maybe the loynu beisham beisil. Why? Mishum the loy also beisham kedivrayim va'isim bechol davar kebeisil olafilu lekula kedemuchach lekamon." So Tosfos there says that they did do like beisil lekula kedemuchach lekamon. He means on Tesla Amid Aleph. The tamad the loy also misham agudais. Now here Tosfos is saying something. Which you have to realize the important, the chashivus of what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, if lo yosu, beshamai kedivrayim. Okay, most of the week we spend talking about osu. If lo yosu, beshamai kedivrayim. Why? Why lo yosu? We understood lo yosu kedivrayim. Why didn't beshamai do it their own shita? Either because the baskel came out, or because Bishlamah was raiv, and you have to go basa raiv. That's why we learned the Gemara. Tosfos says, because of agudas, agudas. Tosfos says, Beis Shammai, lo yasu, on the tzad lo yasu, was because of agudas, agudas. Was because the avlaisis gaididu. That's different than what we're talking a whole week. A whole week, we learned the sugya of avlaisis gaididu, we moved on. We're learning a new sugya. The new sugya is how do you paskin in psak halacha? What does Beis Shammai do? Also a loyos. We learned it like two totally different sugyas. Tosfos is saying, no, it's our place to sky to do. That the reason for the tzad Beis Shammai didn't do their own shita is because they didn't want it to be agudas agudas. Memela, even lakula, they had to be mekel. They didn't want to make agudas agudas, so they had to be mekel. Now that line in Tosfos is a chiddush. It's not the way we learned. Did we learn wrong the whole sugya? The whole sugya we're learning rules of when you go bus arrive and when you don't go bus arrive. That's what we're talking about all week. And Tosfos says no. The whole loyasu is because of aguda, because of Lysis guided. It's very, very confusing. Is the Rishash has a line on Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Rishash says, "Mashma tama demandiyama lo yosu mishum agudais." Tesol menal Tosfos says it's mashma demandiyama lo yosu mishum agudais. B'chein kasis Tosfos la'el dibra maslu bishlama. So the Rishash says, "Ula'el ba mid aleph omer hashas mishum debisil haberuva or mishum baskel." It's the end of the Rishash. So Rishash is bothered. I was happy to see the Rishash is bothered by it because in the Tosfos, we think we learned the whole sugya wrong. No, we learned the whole sugya. We're talking about Asu, la yasu, is the halacha basarayv? Isn't it basarayv? And Taisa seems to say it's all tagudes, tagudes. What? And
therefore, the reason why
the layasu has to be put in. So, machlaikis asu and layasu is machlaikis and dinay layasu skaidedu? What do you mean? When the Gemara said asu layasu, what, it was referring to a case of Ray Aymer or not?
The Gemara said Ray Aymer.
So why is Taisus seem to be referring to the Madyama La Yasu from before and saying it's because of Agudas Agudas? It has nothing to do then with this sugya. Yeah. And so the Karanoi also makes this comment. Yeah. Again, where is being a
Raya?
Our Gemara is bringing if my dilahu as a raya to the machlaikas asu layasu. We have a machlaikas asu layasu. I'll bring the my dilahu as a raya. But in that machlaikas asu layasu, we didn't learn how to do it like this guy did. We learned that it had to do with basha. You do listen to baskel, you don't listen to baskel. Raiv or mechadi tfei.
First, we say this one below, oh, that has all basha. And now, the basha did it,
okay, you're saying good. With one more knetch. There's a chazaynish. The chazaynish in Simon Kuf Lamed Aled, which is on Yavam, is the piece on Daf Yadal on the base. He's masber the following. Naftali was saying, but after we magdim one knetch, which I spoke out. From the stipend on Brachas Siman Aleph, the Chazanish starts with the following halacha. He says, a dayan or a paisik who has a shita is mechuyev to follow his own shita. We're not talking about passing it for Klal Yisrael. A person who has a shita, he's a higir leira, he learns through a sugya, and he understands something, and he's mefalpa with his chaverim even. Levi Boy is not mefalpa, certainly, but even he's mefalpa with them. Every person is mechuyev to go with his own shita. The stipler went even weiter. He said, if you ask a shayla to a rav, called it a dayan ashiya b'yomimahim, you have your dayan, and you ask a shayla, you don't have to worry about, maybe you ask this rav a shayla, and he told you it's mutter, maybe all the other rabbanim in Brooklyn hold it tasa. You don't have to worry about that. If you ask a shayla, the shayla stands. I rather saw the stipler's aside, is in the Drasha Saran also. The Ran is a Rishi. The Ran says this as a rule. That when you ask a Shaila, you ask a Shaila, and whatever the Psak is, that's the Psak you follow. And certainly, Zot HaChazaynish, a Dayan himself follows his Psak, and his Talmidim, he says also, his Talmidim also follow his Psak. So, Be'etzem, Be'shamai should do Kedivrayim. Beis Shammai certainly should do Kedivrei. There's a problem. Agudas, Agudas. The problem is that these were shaylas that would create Agudas, Agudas, and Klal Yisrael be Lysis Gai to do whatever the Hezber wanted Lysis Gai to do. I'm not going to go back to that. But there's a problem of Lysis Gai to do. Lysis Gai to do forced them to decide on one psak for Klal Yisrael. So whereas a chacham for himself normally would be machmer like his own shita, but where is going to cause a lysis guy to do? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were forced to come to a decision. How are we going to pass him? Because of lysis guy to do, they had to pass him. Now, how did they pass him? So that the Gemara here on Daf Yudal and Amar Aleph is telling us either Rav and Shmuel argued. What happened? Why did they decide? If you hold Loyasu, it means everyone decided we're going to pass like Beis Hillel. Why like Beis Hillel? Because they're Raif. But the second Lashon, because of Abasko. If you hold Beis Shammai Asu Kedivrayim, it means Beis Shammai was not masking. If Beis Shammai agreed, you have to pass him. We have to come with a maskana. Beis Shammai said the maskana should be like us, and Beis Hillel said the maskana should be like us. So it was a problem. It created a problem. But the point is that Lysis Gaididu is the reason they had to pass him. Because normally, a Baal Shita could follow his own Shita. because of Lysis Gaidudu, they have to decide to paskin. And Memelo, what it says here in the Yaman Aleph is Emes, that when they decided to paskin, this is how they came to make a psak, either Gaidudu Baskel, Acha Baskel, each sheet the way it explains. That's what seems to come out. If you hold Asu, it's a big problem. You're right, but that's not the Chazon Ish's problem. It's Tosis's problem, because Tosis here is telling us that if you hold Lo Yasu, it was because of Lysis Gaididu. So, in learning Tosis, we have this question: Lo Yasu was Lysis Gaididu. If Asu, what are you going to do? What happened to Lysis Gaididu? It's a funny thing. It's like everyone got together and decided it's Lysis Gaididu. We have to have a psak. Bishami insisted Mechadah Ditvei is the psak, and Bishami insisted Reiv is the psak, and they couldn't come out to Maskana. Rav said one way, and Shmuel said the other way. It seems that if you hold that they couldn't come, so I don't know what ended up. Well, Bishami
would say that Tzaras, like, you almost
took his mother, Lysis Gaididu. Why did one Lavalona? Yvam Lashuk is mother.
Why is
Lysis Gaididu worse than Yvam Lashuk? In the Issa of Yavam Lashuk, Bishamay told Bishamay Yisrael argued the halacha. At the end of the day, Bishamay told Yisrael, "You do your shita, we'll do our shita." Ah, it's Lysis Gaididu. The Mad Yama Lo Yasu holds. Right. I hear. Being better be over Lysis Gaididu and not be over on marrying an erva. Lysis Gaididu is a lad. Marrying an erva is a. Well, we already had the rules of Lysis Gaididu that there are when the Shtei Bat Eidin, even with Shtei Bat Eidin, and then Rav and Abai. He said the Maniyama Layasu don't hold that way. Maybe Taka the Maniyama also hold the question of whether Lysis Gaididu hold that way Shtei Bat Eidin. He said it was the Arachas Bisham Yisrael.
Okay. Yeah.
Why couldn't
he do what he had?
Why couldn't Reb Tarfon do it like Beishamai? So I'm not sure we can have Reb Tarfon in a minute in the Gemara also. The Gemara is going to say that he was the Talmid of Beishamai. I don't know, maybe it's going to be Medi Yama Loyasu. It's a Mishnah though, it has to be Hesimola Kuliyama. Oh, so Taisyantiv has the Kasha. The Taisyantiv says that because Bishama was made, it's a Maila to do like this all day. So Taisyantiv says that. He wanted to do Dafka like Bishama, where Bishama was made, there was a Maila to do like this all. Something like that, Taisyantiv. Okay. All right, let's see who more Gemara. There's still a couple of Nakudis that are hanging that we didn't touch, but let's see. Tashma, at the bottom of the page, Domer Reb Yechem Benuri. Heyach halacha zu reveches b'Yisrael. Since Reb Yechem Benuri was worried, so what's going to happen here? Nasik deber v'shamay, aflad mamzel deber v'shol, nasik deber v'shol, aflad podom deber v'shamay, boyu v'nesachim lehem l'tzarei, shu chaltes v'lai v'yabes. Reb Yechem Benuri had a great idea. He wanted to make shalom b'kal Yisrael, and he said, we'll always do chaltzis for loy miyamis, and therefore everybody would be happy. Loy yispiku ligmar es hadavar at shenitrfa hashoah. Does anybody know touch to this? I looked in the Rishayim here. What does it mean? Loy yispiku ligmar es hadavar? They didn't have enough time to do Reb Yechem Menuhi's takana at shenitrfa hashoah. They ran out of time. Why did they run out of time? Why didn't they do it the next day? The day after that. Maybe I have a taich. What does it mean? What? Huh? It means the baskel came out before they did it. That's what it means. Leis pikul imes hadavar. It's funny. Actually, nitchafah shah. It sounds like they would have done it, but they ran out of time. Or maybe actually shah till some mamzerim were born. Once some mamzerim were born, so now it's going to be anyway two groups. Anyway, Rav Yechem Luri was not matzliach. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, ma na'aseh lam tzaris rishonis miata? What are we going to do with the first tzaris? Yamar pishlama asu haynu dekar ma na'aseh. Eli yamrit lo yasu mai ma na'aseh. So it's a raya asu. Talking about a tzara herself. Umanase hachikam. Had a tzara to be still be shame hechi neved lehu. Lichlitzu lechaydish tu chalitza. Mimisia gavrayu. They're going to be mius to their husbands. Chitema limasad dacha dachinam is lechodisiv yisrael shalim. So Gemara ends up that the reason they stopped. If I say they stopped because they're nitrafal shah, but. Because of this problem, Mimisua Gavrayu, they were not able to enforce that there should be a chalitza, to be chayshish for Beishabah. Toshma, Domer Abtarfin, Tovani, I have a desire, Masai Tovai Tsaras Habas Liyadi Ve'esa'ena. Halavai, my Tsaras Habas should come to my hand, and I should marry her. I rather saw here in the Divris Moshe. He says, how could Rav Tarfin say something like that? He's saying he hopes his brother dies. Tovani avataiva, that my brother should die and my daughter should become an almana together with Atzara and fall to me. So Rav Moshe says that Rav Tarfin didn't have a brother. He was saying B'derek Guzma. And he says, if you don't have a brother, you could say it on yourself. He says that much. People say, you're not supposed to talk and say if my brother dies. Someone has a brother, you shouldn't talk that way. If you don't have a brother, then you could talk that way. You could say, my brother will marry and die. You could give such an example. At any rate, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, V'asa'ena, now Rav Tarfin was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So Rav Tarfin was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So we see also, Ema V'asa'ena, I'll marry her out. For Tavani Koma. Tavani sounds like he wants to do a Lishitase type of thing. After the Gemara, Lafukin Drechem Menuri. So he's mamish the other way. He wanted to do like Basil mamish. The Gemara is in the other Toshma. Toshma Maisa Bebita Shereba Gamliel Shaisa Nesua La Abba Ochiv. Gamliel had a brother named Abba who Meis Belay Banim V'Yibim Reb Gamliel Tzarasa. So we see also, we see he was Miyamim the Tzar. In fact, the Gemara, could that be V'Tizbar Reb Gamliel Metemidei B'Shamayu? From Gamliel was in the house of Hillel. He was an Enochel of Hillel. He wasn't from Talmid of Beis Shammai. Ella Shani Bitesh Rav Gamliel, the Elinus Hava. So the wife, if she's an Elinus, so we learn in the Mishnah, an Elinus doesn't pater at Tzar. Habit Tani Sefer Acherim Aimrim Bitesh Rav Gamliel Elinus Aisa. Machal Tanakama Savalav Elinus Aisa. So what does a Tanakama hold? So the Gemara has three pshat. Either hikar bav or hikar bav hikar bav. The argue of an alienist pater is only loy hikar bav, so is it my kaftos. And then the tzara is not a tzara. What about hikar bav? He married her knowing she's an alienist and is a tzara. Does the alienist who's an erva pater the tzara? So here we have a chiddush that even if hikar bav, he married her, the erva doesn't pater the tzara if the erva herself is an alienist. Or they're arguing if it was Kanasul B'Saif Girish, B'Shas Nefila wasn't a Tzara. Totally different machlaikis. If there was a make Kiddushim B'Tanai, but then there was a Bia, do you say he means to stick with the Tanai? Right, so these are three Tashmas which went through quickly. The Gemara now starts to go to other Inyanim, other Sugis. As a raya. Now, before we do it, there are a couple of things that are still hanging. There's one major issue, and that has to do with chashim mishpat. We discussed the derech of psak halacha. I gave you the shach, which I talk. I want to remember to come back to. You know, hagasis of the heter. In chashim mishpat, simen chafhei hilchos dayanim has the rules of psak halacha. As a matter of fact, just like the shach that I gave you out the other day in Yeridaya, the copies of, there's a similar shach in Chayshim Mishpat, but it also starts with the same Tshuva Sarajba that we learned. there, there's a halacha as follows, that in a din Torah of a dinei mominis, if I'm a muzik, there's a rule, ha-maitzi mechaveri olav haraya, the muzik is allowed to say kim li like a das yachid. The muzik could say kim li, I hold like a das yachid, you can't be my timame for me. If like the das yachid, I'm supposed to keep the money. And this is maisa mecholya in dinei Torah. This is in Torah. They find the tshuva. They can't find the tshuva of someone no one ever heard of, but they find the tshuva from an Adam Gadol. And all the other gedolei hazman argue with him. But afal pi kein, the muzik says kimli. I want to go with the psak of Reb so and so, and he wins it in Torah. The same thing. And it's a yeshayim mishulchan aruch. The Ramah paskins like one shita. And someone says, kimli, like the second shita, and the muzik wins. A muzik has a right to say kimli in chayshim mishpat to win it in Torah. There's a shach in Simon Chafei. He says that this rule of kimli is not explained well in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore he says, I wrote a separate sefer called Tokvei Kayim. The purpose of the sefer is, when could you say kimli? When you grab something, you're muzik, when could you say kimli? This concept of chayshim mishpat, that a muzik could say kimli, seems to be a stira to all the klolei hapsak that we have learned. We've learned that afir rabbi lahatis is it in Torah, and it's a oifen of psak halacha. Why should it be that when it comes to a piece of treif of meat, the mechaber brings two shittas and he paskins his treif? After me masker, it's treif. And when it comes to mamin that I have in my hand, the mechaber brings two shittas and paskins like one. I have a right to say kimli, and I'm going to keep the money. It's a very difficult idea. The concept is a very hard concept to understand. Especially because nowadays, the person who says kimli, it's not because he learns through the sugya, and he says, kimli, I hold like that shita. He says, kimli, it comes out good for me, so I hold like that shita. That's what kimli is nowadays. We said, b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to follow a yachid b'makim rabim. The Bach said, even by deraisa. According to the Bach, it's very good. A person could always say, b'makim hefse merumba. Like the Bach, it's good. Like the shach, what are you going to say? This is a shav of deraisa, drabbanah. But this is a shav of isa deraisa, and isa drabbanah. For me to have money that's yours, that's not a shav of deraisa. You could say kimli even if it's not a hefsimur, even if it's $2, you could say kimli. You could say kimli for $2 also. So it's not worth it, but you could. So you could say kimli. The Urim V'Tumim has something called Kitzer Tokvei Kayin. If you think it's Kitzer, you should see what it looks like. Tiny letters, page after page, one long run-on sentence, come on. And in there, it's in the Urim V'Tumim page from Chesam and Beis, he goes to town on this idea of kimli. He's very stark against it. And he takatainis. This din of acharav lahatais. This is din yigobas arayv. From where does it come that a person could pass like a das yachid? To try to answer the minig, he explains that maybe pshat it like this. Let's say the mechaber paskind a halacha because the Rambam and the Rif hold that way. Rambam and the Rif is roiv among the paskim according to the mechaber. So this is what he writes. The Tum says maybe in the Rambam's dar, maybe there were many chachamim who argued with the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam was himself a das yachid. The Rif, maybe it was a das yachid. There were many Rishayim that we never heard of. There were many Rishayim. We take out a Shita Mekubetzes, and you look at all the names. He writes that. So you take out, he calls it a Sifa Zekeinim, that was just printed. And you'll see there's so many Rishayim. So who says that the raiv that the Shulchan Aruch passed is really a raiv? So he says that kimli means I katayna. Who says that's a raiv? Maybe it's not a raiv. Maybe raiv is the other way. Now just to make up a new shita and argue with Rishayim, you can't. But if you see there's such a shita in the Rishayim, so it's a legitimate shita. So he learns that the pshat and those who pass in kimli is based on such a strange svara that maybe the other Rishayim you can't take from a mosik because of maybes. But he himself, if he explains, he says kozak kasafti to explain this shita. But he says it's not true. Extend by basa b'chalav too, by yisakaris also. First needs chalav. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam and the Rif, it's mutter, and not like the Rosh, also it's us. Maybe there were a zillion Rishayim who held like the Rosh. We don't say that. We eat Isurei Isurim Deraisa. If the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's mutter. For me and you, it's 100% mutter. It's a psak halacha. So at the end of the day, the Urim V'Tumim is very not sufried with the idea of Kimli because of this kasha. He says, if you say Kimli, so why do you got to learn? Why did the Mefarshi HaShulchan Aruch go with Biktul Pulim to Paskin one way or the other? What's the difference? What he says? I can say Kimli like the other Shita. And he says that you shouldn't say Kimli unless Kifi Reis Enei Hadayanim, the Das Yachid is very Mestaver, or something like that. But he doesn't like the whole idea of Kimli. And this is his taina. No, we need an answer because Lamaisa. We say Kimli in Bezdin. We talk, you don't say Kimli on a Shulchan Aruch, on a Shita not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It has to be somewhere on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. You can't just go find the Shita somewhere and say Kimli. But otherwise, we do say Kimli. So I guess we have to go back to the Chinuch's rule, which I think, if we finish the whole Sugya, it's from all the different things we learned, the Hagdama is the Chinuch. Who said there are three types of shaylas? Right, the Chinuch said in Mitzvah Sachiram Lahatayis, Mitzvah Ayin Ches, that type one is when a Bezdin paskins. When a Bezdin votes or Sanhedrin votes, that's Achiram Lahatayis, Gzeres HaKosov, the Chardidit Fei doesn't help, nothing helps. Gzeres HaKosov, you go Basarayv. He said when you have Shtei Kitim, two groups of Tamidei Chachamim that argue something out, they weren't paskening. There's no shayla in front of them. They argued. Or maybe the shayla was in front of them, but it wasn't the asked b'derech vote of a bezdin. A lady came in with a piece of chicken to find out if it's kosher or not. So she came to ask a shayla. So they got into an argument. So there he said, you go basarayv because of umdana. It's an umdana. Probably Raiv got it right. It's not because there is a kosher. It's included in Achirav Lahatois to the extent that it's an umdana that probably they're right. But if the Mir of Achadidit Fei, it's different. The Michas Chinuch added the third gather. The Talmidei Chachamim that didn't see each other, didn't argue with each other. And this one passed this way, this one passed that way. The Michas Chinuch said there's zero din of Achirav Lahatois in such a case. The din Torah of Achirav is only a psak of a bezdin. Or when people talk to each other, they argue each other, dumya de bezdin, where they argue and they come to an idea. When they didn't argue with each other, there's no din tayr of achiram lahatayis. No, we still have to decide how to paskin. So if we're enough of a Talmud Chacham, we sit down, go through the sugya, we see heel this way, heel that way, and each person will decide on his own, which is best. Lamaisa, we're not able to do that. So we try to decide among the shitas as best as the pleskim of this man could decide. But there are times you pass like a yochid against the rabbin. Even in Shas, you have occasionally that you pass like a yochid against the rabbin. Why? It's all gebayt on this miches chinuch clown, which is in turn a diuk in the chinuch, that the rule of achirav lahatayis is only either in a bezdin, which is gzeres hakasuv. Or people who are dumya de bezdin who argued with each other, and al tzum dino we go basarayv. But people that didn't see each other, you had the Rosh was in one country, and the Rambam was in a different country, and the Rif was in a third country, and they came out with Piskei Halachis. There, there's no Gzeres HaKos of Acharav Lahatais. There's no set in stone rule of Acharav Lahatais. Now, we still have to decide how to punish it. So we try. You find every once in a while that the Pesach will write that we're not going to pass like so-and-so because his Terutzim seem to be Dachuk. The way he answers the Kasher seem to be Dachuk. We'll pass like the other one. It's a certain right to Paskin when it's not a case of Acharav Lahatais. It would seem that the whole Kimli comes from that. Kimli comes, if somebody goes to a Bez, and two day on and pass it one way, and one passes the other way, he can't say Kimli like the one against the two. It's ridiculous. Because there it's Acharav Lahatais. The whole ability to say Kimli, which anyway needs a Hezda, but the Kasha that it's against Acharav Lahatais, it's not against Acharav Lahatais. It has nothing to do with Acharav Lahatais. Acharav Lahatais is only Dumya de Bezdin, where people saw each other and people argued with each other. The Mechaber, well, usually passes like the Mechaber set himself a geder that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh passed like 2 out of 3. But that itself is not really Acher Rabin, because there's the Rashi and Tosfos and Rashi. It was his own hashara of how to pass, and even there are exceptions. There are occasional exceptions. It seems that if you have one idea that's a psicha to the whole idea of Acharav Lahatais, it has to be this idea that the Michas Chinuch says that if it's not the shittas that argue with each other, it's not set in stone. Today you can have a shiloh. You're going to go take all the tshuva svarim and count how many hold this way, how many hold that way. It's not a mahalach, because he printed and he didn't print, and that's going to change things. All right, so this halacha in Chayshim Mishpat is different. I still don't understand it. I always have problems with it. You have the same person has a din Torah with one person one day. You could say Kimli like one shita. The next day you have a din Torah with a different person and say Kimli like the opposite shita. Because that's the way it became today in Dinei Torah, that you find a shita that comes out like you, and you say Kimli, and that's how you go. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be exactly the right way. Unless it's takabait on that Rashba, that Makam Hesem Ruba, you're allowed to be Samech and Adas Yachim. At least to have some Ruba. Another Nakuda is a Kesef Mishnah that asks, why Achrayim don't argue with Rishayim, or why Rishayim don't argue with Amirayim. The way we understand that Ein Lecha Ela Bezdin Shebiyamecha, why is there such a Hagdara that you can't argue? Now that comes from the Gemara. We all know that when Amirayim argue, and you say Toshma, that's this whole sukkah. Rabbi Shmuel had an argument, Amirayim. Toshma, if we can show a Mishnah or a Braisa, it'll be Tiyufta. It'll prove it. So in Shas we know that Amirayim cannot argue with Tanoim, except Rav is Tanu Pali. Rav and Rav Chiya, Tanu Pali, that's all. Nobody else can argue. So the Kesef Mishnah asks why it's so. Why it should be that way. The Bachanan in the Kavitz Aras Emet HaZayin brings it. And what he answers is that because we have an idea of Yuridas HaDairus, of the Dairus getting weaker, we have an assumption that we don't understand the Shita of the Rishayim. Now we say we don't argue Rishayim, it means there's no Machlekes Rishayim. Rishayim all say one thing. And I come and I say I understand differently. There's an assumption that I fail to understand what the Rishon said. You can't argue with someone if you don't know his reason. That the reason these Hagdaris were made at each period of time is because there was a Yerida. From each Yerida, there was a Havana that a Tkufa ended, and you can't argue with them because you're not Oymed on Al-Saif Daitan. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. I'm not sure that Gufa, where does that come from? that itself. Where do you get that from? Somebody asks a shaila today to a rav today, and there's no, he doesn't have any rishon, no marker for it, a new shaila. So he paskins kefi svarasai, and he lives with it. You know, that same lechala shayfit should be a mecha. If he's a gila hira, he paskins, and like the Ran said, he's doing right. So from where in the rules of halacha we got such an idea that we can't argue, I'm not sure, but that's the kvias, that there's no argument. Rabbi Yaakov used to say the following. Rabbi Yaakov used to say that there's a stira in Klalei Hora. It says Rav Tana Upalik, so Rav could argue with Tana. It says Rabbi Yechanan Lav Tana Upalik. Rabbi Yechanan lived a very long time, so Gemara is a shaila. If he can argue, the Gemara says Befeirish Nerevin Rabbi Yechanan Lav Tana Upalik. The Gemara also says Rav Rabbi Yechanan Halacha K'Rabbi Yechanan. That's a kasha. You have to kasha. If Rav is a Tanu Palik, Rabbi Yechanan is not a Tanu Palik, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, how could it be Halacha Rabbi Yechanan? So Rabbi Yaakov used to say that, I heard this many times, I came to Yeshiva after he left, but okay, when he used to speak, he spoke very often about the idea that the Tkufis, when a Tkufa is closed, it doesn't matter if the later one is smarter. After it's kufa, you can't argue with the previous kufa. Rav lived across the span of time. He lived when there were Tanoim, and he lived when there were Amirad. Rav was a Talmid of Rebbe. So Rav, when he lived in that kufa, because said things and had a kayach of a tana, he lived later, he didn't have the kayach of a tana. Later, Rabbi Yechanan could argue. Rav, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan, seems to say Rabbi Yechanan was stronger than him in Pesach. But Rabbi Yechon was late. He was in a late tekufa. This thing Rabbi Yaakov said seems to be not like the Rabbi Chanan. Because Rabbi Chanan is saying the reason you can't argue with a Tana, an Amora can't argue with a Tana, is because like Obad al-Saif Daitai. So it's a concern in the intellect or in the Seira of the later generations get weaker. Rabbi Yaakov wasn't saying that. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rav, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechonan. So in intellect or in the Kayach HaHalacha, Rabbi Yechon was every bit as strong as Rav. But Rav lived in that tekufa, Rabbi Yechon lived in this tekufa. So it doesn't seem to shtim with what Rabbi Chanan is saying. What is the answer? It's the base of the Mishnah. Okay, it's the Kesef of Mishnah. The Halacha, it is that way. The question is why it is that way. That's very difficult. Okay, so I think we're basically done. We still have almost a block to go with this inyan of asu or lo yasu, but I think most of the inyanim of klalei hira that cover, at least that I have a shachas to the sugya of achiram lahatos, we've covered. Let's learn the next piece of gemara to change. Go to Hilchis Trumas Umaisers. Masa Rabbi Sharshia, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, Shalikeit Esrig Be'echad B'Shvat, V'Nog by Beis Yisurim Echad K'Divrei Beis Shammai Echad K'Divrei Beis Hillel. Why? There's a machloikis when Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanes is. Is it Rosh Chodesh B'Shvat or is it Tu B'Shvat? Rabbi Akiva was machmir like Bolchi. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it gets the Trumas U'Maisris of the new year. When does the year change for Trumas U'Maisris? You all know that Maisa Sheni is the first and second year, and Maisa Ani is the third year. From the second to the third year, when does it change for Ilanais? So it changes under Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanais. So here he was noyig meiser sheni like Beis Hillel was Tu B'Shvat, and he was noyig meiser ani like Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, he was already the third year. He was noyig two meisers. So it says he gave truma meiser rishon, and then he gave meiser ani and meiser sheni, all of them. So the Gemara is saying that Ech kedem shev tev b'sil sh'mamina osu. Havada, if Beishamai themselves didn't do it, why was Rabbi Akiva machmal like Beishamai? Must be osu. But the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva gamra yistapik lai, lo yada yibisil b'echa b'shvar omer, oi b'tu b'shvar omer. Rabbi Akiva didn't know. He had gamra yistapik lai, he had a suffix in the Messaira. Which one was, he's a chanai la b'sil. But he didn't know which one is b'sil shita. So Mesafik, he was machmer both. Christ says from here they didn't make parties on Tu B'Shvat, no? They make parties every year on Tu B'Shvat. Why was he Mesupik? It's a good raya. What? They said Tachnun also. There's no raya, because Achim B'Shvat they didn't say Tachnun because it was Shchedish anyway. So. I shouldn't say this, because then they're going to say, no, it's a raya, they made parties on both, and they'll start making parties on both. Shchedish rather than Tu B'Shvat. Okay, there's a kasha here on this Gemara. A Taisi Shalom is a kasha here, very stark a kasha. Before that, you have to know a rule in Zerayim. Truma, you can give as much as you want. You separate truma or challah. You take challah off of a dough, take as much as you want. Small piece, big piece, no difference. Whatever you take, you say zuchallah, that's challah. Meiser, whether it's Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni or Meiser Oni, has to be exact. Let's say a person has 90 apples. And he has to take ma'aser. All the apples, everyone's the same size. So he has to take 10 for ma'aser. Right now it's tevel. The whole 90 apples he's not allowed to eat. So he has to take ma'aser. So he takes 9. The 9 are ma'aser. And the 80 that remain, and the 81 that remain are you can eat now. All right, you have to separate all the ma'asers. He takes the last ma'aser, you can eat. If he has 90 apples, and his friend the Levi is waiting, he says, you know what, I'll be nice to the Levi. Instead of 9 apples, I'll give him 10 apples. So he takes 10 apples, and he says, this is ma'aser on this, and he gives it to the Levi. He messed up. Why? Because ma'aser could only be 9. 9 of those 10 apples are taka ma'aser. The 80 that remain are taka mesukan. But one apple that he now gave this Levi is tevel. Because when he picked up the 10 apples, 9 of them became meiser, and one of them didn't change. One of them, he called it meiser, but it can't be meiser. Meiser is exactly 10%. It's not shy to take more than 10%. It could be a matana, and the Levi could keep it. But the Levi himself has to separate meiser on that apple. If a Levi has a farm, and he has trumas and meiser, he has tevel, he has to separate trumas and meisers. He could keep the meiser for himself, but he has to separate it. Until you separate it, it's tevel. It's misipdei shemayim if you eat it. So the rule is, emay sifan ala meisers. You can't add on meisers, because if you give more, the amount you give extra remains tevel. It doesn't become meiser. You didn't separate on it, so it remains tevel. So frek tetaisi yishanim, take a look. V'nog v'shnei yisurim, right? A little more than halfway down. V'nog v'shnei yisurim v'mtaymar v'ha'am rinon ha'marbe b'maisrais maisraisav b'kul kolim. Somebody gives too much maiser, his maiser is messed up. Mishum shah maiser hu tevel v'achanami ika tevel b'gaveyen mishum shah maiser hu tevel. And he touched those words. Shum shaham means from what he's taking ma'isa from is tevel. Vachinami ika tevel bigaveyan. And now this tevel mixed in. So what did he do? Rabbi Kiva had 90 apples. So he took 9 apples from ma'isa ani and 9 apples from ma'isa sheni. What's going on? If you're supposed to separate ma'isa sheni, then the 9 of ma'isa ani are tevel. Supposed to separate ma'isa ani, the 9 of ma'isa sheni are, well, whichever he took first, those are going to be tevel. Can't take 18 for meisers. The tzarach leimar the mafresh al tanai. Now listen to the teretz. The tzarach leimar the mafresh al tanai va'amar. Imze meiser ani hari ulanim. Imze meiser sheini hari emuchalol amois halalu. He made a dinner for tanai, but meisi bimishlaim yekmem tzarach yisuda. Chinyasa mishnei yisur. So what did he say? He left all 90 apples there. He said, "Al tanai, these 9 are ma'isa ani. If it's chayiv ma'isa ani, if not, they're staying in the bayit. They're still part of the mixture. These nine are nice and shiny. If it's mechuyav nice and shiny, if not, it's still part of the mixture. So memela, he made it tanai, and everything is good. What's shver on teretz?
He gave.
Second meiser, no, because one of the two is good. So he took nine twice.
So he took nine twice.
No, because the first one was out tonight. Then it's chayv meiser ani. If it's not chayv meiser ani, then it's still tevel, and he still has 90. No, he took nine. Each time he took nine out tonight. No, but he didn't only have 80 left because he made it to 9 in the first 9.
The time was either my son or my second.
So he took the Maisa'ani. He said, if the halacha is that it's Chayv Maisa'ani, then this is Maisa'ani. If not, it's still Tevel. If it's still Tevel, he's left taking 9.
It's not Maisa'ani, it's Maisa'ani.
He took 9 for Maisa'ani and 9 for Maisa'ani. That's what Tosfos Yerushalmi says. Right? No Mishnah Yisurin. Why? He didn't do it on Tu B'Shvat. He was standing on the 10th of Shvat. On 10th of Shvat, he said, look, I don't know if this is Chayv Maisani, Maisar Sheini. So he took off 9, he said, if it's Chayv Maisani, this is Maisar, if not, it's still Tevel. He took another 9, he said, this is Maisar Sheini, if it's Chayv Maisar Sheini, if not, it's still part of the mixture. So, Ma'arav Shach, he took off. Oh, I went to what Shvat? I thought this is not his question. What? Why? If it passes Tu B'Shvat, you don't have to take. Only what you Elan is Basar Chanota. Only truth is, in Elan's Basar Chanota, it doesn't mean he stood on Asar B'Shvat. Asar B'Shvat, the trees are barely growing. It means the Chanota of the Elan wasn't that time. Or if you hold Esu Basar Lakita, it could be some stuff. Esu Basar Lakita. But the point is, the way I thought was Shver, why did he take two Maestras? He should have just taken nine fruits and said, if it's Chayv Maestra Ani, this is Maestra Ani. If there's a Maisha Shani, it's Maisha Shani. Why didn't he just do that?
What's
he going to do with it? He'll give it to Adim and Yerushalayim. No? What's he going to do? Anybody's giving nine and ten Adim. So, give it to Adim and tell you better in Yerushalayim. No, it's not a good kasha. If he did it for tonight, he didn't have to take two times Maisha. He should have taken one Maisha. Instead, if it's Ani, it's Ani. If it's Shani, it's Shani. And Dinai Bal Chumris in this fruit.
It's not for a year. It's either the second or the third.
Right. It's either the second year and it's Chayiv and Maisa Shani, or it's the third year and Chayiv and Maisa Ani.
So you have to give Maisa Ani and Maisa Shani.
Right. But you have to give both. You have to give one. He doesn't know which one. It's either Beisil or Beishana. No, Maisa Shani is not a lady. Maisa Rishon is a lady. Maisa Rishon is everyone. See, they can keep it from himself and go to Yerushalayim. So, now, he has these apples, these esaregim. He's going to take off whatever number. He has 90 esaregim, he takes off 9. So the way Taisa said, Taisa Sharam says, he said, but tonight, if it's Chayv and Maisani, then this is Maisani. Now, so that's very good. Then, why didn't he take 9 more? No, he was Shnei Yisurim. He took another 9 and made it Maisashani. Then take the same 9 and be Nayim both. Why does he need 2 9s? 2 times. Mr. Shani, anybody can eat Yerushalayim. You don't have to eat it yourself. Anybody can eat it.
He's going to eat the Ani. The Ani is going to say he's from the...
No,
I don't have to eat
it in
Yerushalayim.
He's going to eat it... That's the favor.
You don't want to do a favor on the Ani? It's not being
a chum. He's not
doing
well.
That's the title. He's
a chum on someone else.
I thought he
was doing that. Maybe it's a chum on Ani. To give an Ani something, you can only eat in Yerushalayim. That's your name.
Yeah.
He's being machmer to make a nice tevel. Memela comes out that the ani has
to. He's being machmer to make a tevel. So now he's giving it to the ani. The ani's not
going to be machmer. I thought it was a great kasha. I don't know. Let's look in Taisus. Taisus is v'noad bai is coming. I think to answer the kasha with a different teretz. V'noad bai shnei yisurim b'yerushalmi mefarish dehifrish meisa sheni upadai. He's saying what I was saying. He separated Meister Sheni. And then he was played it. And then he gave that Meister Sheni, I guess he was Kurishem on it, and he gave it Ta'anim. So I think the Tosis is saying from Yerushalmi, they taka took off only 10%. Not 20%. Didn't take off 10% twice. He took off 10% once. And he was paid it. Why didn't he give it to the Aniyim as my Sashani? Maybe taka like the Zayla of the Aniyim to give it to them, they call it Yerushalayim. You have to give it to them that they could eat normally and stuff. So he was paid it, and then he gave it to the Aniyim by Moisach of Yerushalayim. What? Right, so he took. Right, but he only took 10% of the fruits. He's not going to end up, our kasha was, he's going to end up with some fruits, this 10th apple, that's messed up. So he's not going to end up with any fruits that are messed up. He had 100% of Esraigim. He took 10% of the Esraigim precisely off. So the 90% that are left are going to be fine. He took these 10%. Instead of just saying, this is Meiser Sheini, or this is Meiser Ani, he said, this is Meiser Sheini. Then he was paid it. And then he said, this is Meiser Ani, and he gave it to Ani. So that way, he was able to be Yitzhak Kalashitas. That's what it sounds like from, that's probably what Tosis is coming. Tosis is coming to answer the kasha of the Tosis Shem. So it cost him twice as much. But it cost him money, I don't mind. So the keeper wanted to be a frumi, so let him be a frumi. It just bothered Tais Yishanim that he's ending up with some fruits that are tevel, because if you give too much, you end up with tevel. So for that, right, if he would have taken... It cost him the same amount of money, but he fixed it. The question is how he fixed this particular problem. It cost them the same amount of money. Just, all right, two ways of getting around the table. Now, what? Any move-in? Oh, it says in the bottom. Under the Tosis Yishanim, there's an Aleph. Any move-in? The Baisek say there's Ebechad Meis Asagi. Chei Mashma Tosis Kam, Shem Yishanim. Oh, good. Okay. Good. Right, there's one remaining problem. By Sveikis, you don't have to give it to the Ani. The halacha is that by Sveikis, you separate Maisa Ani. Maisa Ani has no Kedusha. It's tzedakah. By Sveikis, you're not really mechuyev to give it. I see in the Brichas Avraham, he has an arichas on this kasha. Why he gave it to Ani and Bechlau? You have to separate. But the rule is, by Safik Isser, you have to give it. You have to separate it. If somebody, by opinion of Ben, somebody has twins. His wife's first children, a boy and a girl, he doesn't know which one was born first, the boy or the girl. It's a suffix. The halach is, you don't have to give it to the Kayin. So here he talked to be Mafrish. Why he gave it to the Aniyim? Does the Gemara say he gave it? I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say he gave it. The Gemara says no, but Tosis says that he gave it to the Aniyim. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll get to the next cases. Look at all.